Think for a moment about what moves you in life. What moves you in life? What gets you energized? What gets you excited? What moves your hearts? So how many watched the basketball game a couple weeks ago? Move your hearts? Moved you with excitement? Yes? One of those easy things in life. We like it when our favorite sports teams play well and win and they're champions. You know, we get excited. We like being moved with the joy. But think of the more important things that move us in life. The gift of love moves us. The gift of new life moves us. The gift of giving to those in need moves us to be about compassion. Today's gospel story is how Jesus continues to move us. In each of Jesus' appearances after his resurrection, he continues to move those he encounters. At the garden, he moves Mary Magdalene from tears of sadness to tears of joy. In the upper room, he moves his disciples. They hug him. They touch them. He touches them. They touch him when they see him alive. He says, "Here, look at my hands and my side," and they touch him. Thomas touches Jesus' hand and side, and he's moved to believe when he sees Jesus in the upper room. On the seashore, Peter is so moved when he sees Jesus is on the shore, he jumps in the water and swims to him. And then he feeds them and he eats with them, and they are moved with joy to be in his presence. In today's gospel, Jesus says the blessing. He breaks the bread. They recognize him. They realize the special feeling they had. That excitement in their heart was from being in the presence of Jesus. He filled them with love and understanding of who he was as he interpreted the scriptures. So let us remember, with each encounter with Jesus for the 40 days of his resurrection, his disciples are moved. They are strengthened. They are empowered to go and witness Jesus. He moves them with words of encouragement to go and witness. He strengthens them as believers. He energizes them to be doers. The gospel ends with the two sharing how they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Let us remember, when we come to Mass, we gather as community. We gather as believers. We gather to hear the stories. We gather to say the prayers, to break the bread, to receive the gift of Jesus. And then our hearts are filled. We are filled with the Spirit of Jesus. Our hearts are filled with the joy of his love. Our hearts are rekindled and renewed in faith. Every Sunday is a little Easter. Every Sunday we come to be rekindled and renewed in faith, to be moved again by Jesus. We are moved then to show love in our relationships. We are moved to give forgiveness from our heart. We are moved to serve with compassion those most in need. That's what happens to us when we come to Mass to be moved. The disciples on the road, the disciples then recognized it was Jesus. Let us remember, when we come to this room, to this altar, we recognize who we receive, Jesus Christ. We know he moves our heart. He moves our heart to love more, to serve more, to sacrifice more. Let us remember, our mission, our work, is to recognize when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, it changes us, it moves us, it fills us with love. Then we go to work. We go to work to bring the love of Jesus to one another because we are believers. We become doers, doers of faith and love in service. Amen.